Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Yeah, me too. But the thing about those curveballs, those unexpected challenges, is that they don't have to knock us out of the game. We can learn to use them to our advantage. And today, we're talking about a powerful tool in our mental fitness arsenal, HEMA. You know what? Laughing your way through life isn't just about cracking silly jokes. It's seriously good for your mind and soul. Research shows that laughter actually triggers the release of endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural painkillers and mood boosters. Ever notice how a good belly laugh can instantly shift your perspective from doom and gloom to, hey, this could be worse? That's the magic of humor working its wonders. But here's the kicker. It's not just about finding a funny meme or watching your favorite sitcom. We're going to dive into some actionable strategies for using humor as a daily workout for your mental well-being. First up, find the absurd. Life can be incredibly serious. We're constantly bombarded with deadlines, news cycles, and social pressures that leave us feeling overwhelmed. But sometimes, taking a step back and finding the absurdity in everyday situations can be a game changer. Think about it. Have you ever gotten stuck behind someone driving way too slow, only to realize they're just trying to keep the goldfish from falling out of its bowl? Yeah, that's absurd. But embracing the silliness of moments like these can help lighten the load and remind us that not everything needs to be taken so seriously. Second, cultivate a sense of playfulness. Remember when you were a kid, and you could spend hours building pillow forts or creating imaginary worlds? We lose that sense of play as we get older, but it's essential for our mental health. Find activities that bring out your inner child, whether it's playing board games with friends, trying something new and silly, or simply dancing like nobody's watching. Third, embrace self-deprecating humor. We all have our flaws, quirks, and embarrassing moments. Learning to laugh at ourselves, rather than taking everything so personally, can be incredibly liberating. It shows that we don't take ourselves too seriously and that we're human, after all. Remember, nobody's perfect, even supermodels trip over their own feet sometimes. Next up, use humor as a tool for connection. A good laugh is contagious. Sharing funny stories and making each other smile can strengthen our bonds with others and create a sense of belonging. So, the next time you're feeling down, reach out to a friend and share a joke or two. You'll be surprised how quickly a shared chuckle can lift your spirits and brighten someone else's day. Finally, remember that humor is subjective. What makes one person laugh might leave another person completely cold. That's perfectly okay. The key is to find what works for you and to experiment with different types of humor until you discover what resonates. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic. Cars are bumper to bumper, tempers are flaring, and everyone's honking their horns like it's the apocalypse. You could get caught up in the frustration, right? Or you could use this as an opportunity to practice your inner comedian. Think about all the hilarious things that could be happening inside those cars. Maybe someone's lost their pet goldfish again. Or they're having a heated debate with their GPS over the best route. Suddenly, the stressful situation becomes a little bit lighter, and you might even find yourself chuckling at the absurdity of it all. See? Humor can help us navigate even the most challenging moments of grace and resilience. So, remember folks, don't underestimate the power of laughter. Make time for humor in your daily routine, watch a funny movie, share jokes with friends, or simply find the absurdity in everyday situations. It's a powerful tool that can boost your mood, reduce stress, and make life a whole lot more enjoyable. Ready to take action? Share a joke or funny story in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Let's keep spreading the laughter one podcast at a time. Until next time, keep that stoic mind gym strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.